I'm Theo Greenlee, a reporter with the Alaska Desk. That's a joint reporting effort from Alaska Public Media and KUCB, where I work in on Alaska, and other public radio stations in Anchorage, Fairbanks, Haines, and the Aleutians. It allows us to connect you with the issues happening in communities all across the state. You can hear our stories during the morning news, Alaska News Nightly, or online at alaskapublic.org. The Alaska Desk is only possible with the support of grants and listeners like you. Thank you.
From Alaska Public Media in Anchorage, I'm Ava White, and this is the Alaska Economic Report. In the last week, Alaska North Slope crude rose from $81.51 per barrel to $81.73 per barrel. The price of West Texas Intermediate dropped from $78.15 per barrel to $77.56 per barrel. Scroll through your social media feed these days and you may be enticed by Alaskans selling homemade baked goods. It's part of a trend that got a boost during the pandemic. It allows entrepreneurs to add extra income while doing something they enjoy. It's not even 10 a.m. on a Friday morning, but Delaney Peters' kitchen countertop is covered in flour and six large balls of sourdough dough. She's baking four golden brown English muffins on a skillet and some chocolate chip cookies, too. You wouldn't know it driving by, but Peters runs a microbakery out of her home in Wasilla called Delaney Sourdough. She started baking as a hobby a couple years ago, but everything changed when she brought a few loaves to a friend's party last year.
So it's, kind of naturally grown, like I said, like just word of mouth. But then I have a good friend. She invited me to her house for a little event, and she's like, you should bring some bread. So I brought five loaves, expecting to just like come home with those five loaves, but then I ended up selling them to her friends.
Peter started posting extra loaves for sale on her Facebook page and says her business took off from there. She thinks her bread is selling well because of what's in it, or more accurately, what isn't. She only uses three ingredients for her basic dough: water, flour, and salt. Customers can pre-order their goods through her website for pickup twice a week. A regular loaf of sourdough goes for $12. Her menu changes weekly and often incorporates special flavors like jalapeno cheddar or rosemary garlic. She says her minimal ingredients sets her bread apart from what's available at the grocery store.
There's something special about artisan bread, I think. People are getting like pre-sliced bread that's really dry from the store, so that's part of it. But I don't know, I think that people just have to taste it and taste the difference.
Peters operates under a decade-old state law that allows cooks to sell food from their own kitchen. The law caps their annual income at $25,000. Many bakers find their customer base on social media, especially Instagram. Daniela May tracks this trend closely and has watched the number of small local baking operations grow substantially over the last few years. May now has nearly 7,000 followers on an Instagram account dedicated to Alaska's eateries. She says cottage bakers typically make things you can't find anywhere else.
I've seen with at-home bakers that a lot of them really put a lot of innovation into their product, and they're really... They take customer feedback into account, which I think is really cool.
May says the home-baked goods can be expensive, but she's comfortable paying a few extra dollars because she knows she's supporting someone's livelihood. She says she doesn't worry about quality when she orders from a cottage business.
I know that the person, they are here supporting their livelihood, essentially, and the quality is obviously... it's superior than going to a grocery store. So that's why I'm comfortable with it.
One of May's favorite cottage bakers is Caroline Saito, who's dubbed herself as the Ube Queen. Saito owns Sweet Caro. She makes various desserts like Rice Krispies and cookies infused with traditional Filipino flavors. She says her most popular flavors are pandan and ube, but her most unique flavor is Mayas Queso, better known as cheese and corn ice cream.
So I just make what I want to see, I guess, because, yeah, living up here for my whole life, I didn't see a lot of the flavors that I'm used to seeing. And
she began working as a baker on the slope when she finished culinary school. She said she'd post photos of what she'd bake on Instagram.
And my friends were like, I'll buy that from you. Like, please make it here. And I'd come home for 2 weeks. So I was like, I guess it makes sense to, like, just do from my house.
Saito only bakes when she has pop-up events every few weeks. Depending on the event, she says she can make over $1,000 during a pop-up. Her goal is to open a storefront, but she isn't sure if it'd be in Alaska. In the meantime, she says she plans to continue doing pop-up events and markets over the summer. In Anchorage, I'm Ava White, and this is the Alaska Economic Report.